how would you describe Snap's future plans for partnerships? I mean, you've been in your position for 2 years now, you know, well ingrained at this point. I'm curious how you're looking to expand, or if you're looking to expand the roster of partners that you guys are working with, or the different options that you can give them. And that goes beyond sort of getting, you know, the communication of getting people on board and explaining to them the best practices, but in terms of just the number of people that are the number of partners that you're working with.
Absolutely. So in 2024, again, we have some big cultural moments. The Olympics I spoke about earlier, there is a lot of work going into making sure that we have highlights for those hardcore Olympic fans. But also, as I said earlier, you know, those content creators, producers, you know, maybe they're a smaller company that are producing content in and around this moment that can bring a different aspect to it, right? So it feels really inclusive on the platform. So whether you're tapping into music, fashion, the fan moments from this event. So I'm talking a lot to, we call it shoulder content. It's that content that can sit alongside that official Olympic content. I've just renewed our partnership with Channel 4. And for the first time, we're going to be doing a lot with the Paralympics. Mm. So this is, you know, an expansion of that partnership specifically. And what I'm really excited to see is how we can use more of our AR and innovative tools to bring that content to light on the platform. And I will be probably stealing an example or copying what we did with Wimbledon last year for these sporting moments, where Wimbledon were great. They were constantly updating their stories, you know, behind the scenes from the court, center court, you know, capturing that interaction between various athletes and tennis players from the court side. But they extended their coverage to have an official Wimbledon t-shirt that you could customize your Bitmoji. I'm sure you have one yourself. Can customize yourself and then actually, great, cool. And then for those of you that don't know what a Bitmoji is, it's the way that you can demonstrate yourself within the app. So yeah, we all have Bitmoji. You can actually customize it with a Wimbledon t-shirt. And then if you wanted to, you could actually click through and buy it. And this was yet another hook for Wimbledon to build their brand. So I'd love to see this happen more in 2024 with some of the other partners that I work with. We talked a bit about the UK election earlier.
Yeah.
That's another key moment. I'm excited to work with sort of some of the journalists, as I said, but also, you know, make sure that we have a good amount of coverage on the platform as well. So lots to come. You will start to see a lot more growth within our creator ecosystem, because last year we made it a lot easier for creators to monetize on the platform. So with that, we're getting a lot of a lot more interest. There are those creators that have used Snapchat forever, so they're really familiar with the product. They're just using all our creator tools. I mean, you only have to look at, open it up right now, and you'll see lots of BAFTA coverage because they all got tickets. I work in media. I didn't get a ticket, but they all get tickets. The after party, and they're all there with their friends and family. I mean, you spoke about the Grammys. That's great. Job done. But what's really exciting is that we are helping them earn money through that content and helping them bridge the gap between themselves and brands. So watch this space. With these tools in mind, you'll see a lot more creator content on the platform as well.
Interesting. Okay. Leaning into more of the creator economy than perhaps you had been.
Yes.